Well, hello there. This is Pastor Bill. I'm bringing you a news and focus from Breitbart.com. This one was on February the 2nd. Why am I bringing it to you now? Because it has to deal with world religions, and I like to throw these little things out there a little bit at a time just to check on you. Anyways, this one is called The Church of Scientology Super Bowl Ad. Welcome to the Age of Answers. All right, let's listen into this 33-second commercial.
We live in an age of searching to find solutions, to find ourselves, to find the truth. Now imagine an age in which the predictability of science and the wisdom of religion combine. Welcome to the Age of Answers.
And then he gives Scientology.org. So, the church's ad comes on the heels of the recent controversy surrounding the new HBO documentary Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief, which made its debut at the Sundance Film Festival last week. Church officials have blasted the film and director Alex Gibney, claiming information presented in the film is false and that the filmmakers did not approach the church for comment while making the film. Scientology started a Twitter account called Freedom Media Ethics to respond to what it claims are inaccuracies in the film. This is not the first ad the church has taken out in the wake of the debut of Going Clear last month. Scientology took out a full-page advertisement in New York Times comparing HBO's film to the now discrediting Rolling Stone magazine rape story. Discredited Rolling Stone magazine University of Virginia rape story. So, in other words, if you have a church with a lot of money offering these kind of whimsical ads saying everything you know about us is wrong, well, you know, you're going to get a lot of page time, and if enough people see the ad, there are going to be some converts to your religion. But doesn't this seem rather doesn't this seem rather wonderful for the person who has this fetish for science and what they would call science, rather? If you saw the short video, the commercial, you'll see they have an Ingram meter. So they have their own science, quote-unquote, on how to remove engrams from you. These are distasteful memories from either earlier in your life or from a previous life when you were a thetan traveling from planet to planet. I just wanted you to be aware that not everything that's false comes out and says, hey everyone, we're an absolute fraud. We're a farce. No, some of them have lots of money and look really nice. And they scratch your itch. I remember taking a jog through Louisville once while I was at a conference and seeing that there was an affirming church right in the middle of town. They would call themselves affirming, a pro-gay church. And you're sitting here thinking, well, you know, anyone can find a religion. And so if you feel this itch to connect with the spiritual world, and you also are an absolute fanatic of all things new, not only do you fit in well at Mars Hill, but you might even fit in well during a Super Bowl commercial. Now, the reason I'm doing this particular short podcast is because I mentioned to my Sunday school class on Sunday that Mormonism and Scientology have this in common. They both believe you used to exist in another form somewhere else. So, just another little reminder. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.